This is Earth and Sky on an ongoing monitoring program that involves a pair of small mountain lakes nestled high in Wyoming's Snowy Range.
We're doing research at the Glacier Lakes Ecosystem Experiment Site to look at the effects of atmospheric deposition on wilderness-type ecosystems. Our research site is very similar to wilderness ecosystems. We're concerned about the effects of air pollutants and what they do to these ecosystems. They're very sensitive to input from chemicals from the atmosphere.
That's Bob Musselman. He's tracking the water quality in these lakes. The researchers use plastic tubing and a pump to suck up water from different depths. Back at the lab, samples are tested for nutrients such as nitrogen. Nitrogen is important for plant growth. It's often what ecologists call a limiting factor in high-elevation ecosystems in the western U.S. That is, the amount of available nitrogen controls total plant growth, even if plenty of other nutrients and water are available. So far, the lakes and other ecosystems at the Glacier Lakes Ecosystem Experiment Site are clean and unpolluted.
They're being studied as models of wilderness ecosystems. The researchers are gathering baseline data on the functioning of a normal, unpolluted, high-elevation lake. Thanks today to our friends at the U.S. Forest Service. We hope you'll visit our website at earthsky.com. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.